So we're here backside. We're getting ready to leave. We had packed up and we're just kind of milling around. And so coming from the track, we hear, "Hey, where's the Ben and Kelly show?"
Hey, and immediately I want to hide.
Where's the Ben and Kelly show?
Kelly like slowly raised her hand.
Listen, when that happens, it's usually not a good thing. We're like, we're usually getting yelled at for something.
Yeah.
And I was a little concerned.
And we had only been here
at
Churchill Downs for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So it was like, how much trouble could we have possibly gotten in the first day that they're yelling at us from the track?
Yeah, yeah. We were minding our business, I thought.
So there's a trainer on a horse about 20 feet away from us on the track. And we all turn around and kind of make a motion like, "Hey, we're right here."
And then she's like, "Where's Ben?"
And I was like, "Hey, I'm right here." And then she goes, "Hey, how's your tender nipple?"
From the track. And Kelly and I look at each other and we just dropped
to the
floor.
Like,
what?
I'm rolling on the ground.
Listen, if you're hearing this for the very first time, if you're just tuning in, you're like, you're going to have to fill me in on this.
Yeah.
So the whole subplot of last week's show was the fact that me running the mini marathon in the rain, you're going to get some tender nipples because of the chafing that happened.
It was a running theme all of last week on the show.
Hashtag
all
Ben's
of last
tender
week.
Nipples.
Like I said, hashtag tender nipples.
Yes.
So she goes, "Hey, how's your tender nipples?" And so everybody is just all eyes on me.
We were like, wait, what?
Because clearly not everybody knew about the theme of the show the previous week. Nobody knew that. People around here that knew that backstory.
So I grab my chest and I just mouth. I don't yell back at her.
No, we give her a thumbs up.
20 feet away, and I'm like,
thumbs
they're
up.
They're tender.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I just kind of mouth the words. They're tender.
Okay.
You know? And so then she goes, "Let's see them."
Okay.
So I was like, ha ha. And then she wouldn't let it drop.
And all the TV people are trying to like record their promos for the next day. Like they're all lined up right there and they're all watching.
They're all lined up literally 2 feet away from her.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I'm 20 feet. And so then I find myself, everybody's still staring at me, raising my shirt.
Oh my God. And she goes,
I'm like flashing this female trainer on a horse.
She asked you for it. And that's her bad life choice.
Yeah. And she was like, maybe you should talk about 10 nipples on the radio.
Yeah.
I know. Her moral of the story was, hey, if you don't want people yelling, "How's your tender nipples?"
Right.
From the track, you probably shouldn't talk about tender nipples on the radio.
It was a very valid point.
One of the biggest events of the country. And you got a jockey trainer asking about Ben's tender nipples.
The point is, we're on their radar here.
Hashtag
at Churchill Downs.
So, Derby goals.
Our fame has reached new levels when the jockeys are concerned about Ben's tender nipples.
My mom even called me about it yesterday.
My gosh.
Did she really? What'd she say?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like your mom and I would have great chats.
She goes, "You need to tell him that there's options for him, you know? At Walmart, he could get these band-aids, and then there's these even little cup things that he can put over his
nipple." Cup things?
She goes, "Well, there's lotions and
creams.
There's creams and ointments for him." I go, "Ma, like, just stay out of it, Mom."
The fact that your mom was talking to you about my nipples is just really awkward.
Great. Okay. I feel awkward.
Have you ever just felt the need to just sink into...
Is that happening for
darkness.
You right now?
Yes, a little bit. Like,
right.
I just need
away.
To just
all
go
right.
under the veil of darkness so no one can see
the cloak
me.
Of darkness.
The cloak of darkness. Is there a tree I can hide behind?